Bill, yesterday you were at a concert. Simon Estes organized a concert to help the effort to eradicate malaria.
He did. And it was a fun thing. There were several groups. The primary churches represented there were the ELCA and the United Methodist Church. Katie Dawson was on the planning committee. There was a 1,000-plus member youth choir from middle schools and high schools all over the state of Iowa. And they sang traditional Christmas carols, hymns. It was absolutely beautiful. We also were privy to hearing the Des Moines Youth Symphony Orchestra. They sounded wonderful. And on the end, after a very moving witness around his commitment, that Simon Estes commitment to end malaria in the world during his lifetime, they closed with the symphony playing with the choir, the Alleluia chorus. So it was beautiful. It was just beautiful.
What was a little bit of what Simon talked about that got him so energized and committed to this?
Well, his first experience was when he was in South Africa, and there learning the number of children that die of malaria every day, and the fact that it was the largest killer of children in Africa really got him interested. And the more he learned about it, the more he learned that it's an entirely preventable disease. We've been successful at eradicating it here in the United States since about 1951-52. And he just asked the question that so many of us are asking: if we can do it in the United States, why can't we do it in Africa? And he's invested his energies to do everything possible with the remainder of his life to make that happen.
And Bishop Trimble had an opening word or prayer?
Yes, Bishop Trimble shared a greeting and a prayer as the event began. There were probably, I'm guessing, in attendance somewhere between 5,000 to 7,000 people. So it was a good-sized event, and Simon Estes was billing it as the largest Christmas program in the state of Iowa. It certainly had the largest youth choir in the state of Iowa.